Norm was a extremely conservative. He did things as he had learned to do things, rather static and rather straight-laced. He wasn't what you'd call an inspirational coach in the sense of generating a lot of fire or, putting enthusiasm into things. And he was so somber in his approach to coaching that you knew that if you weren't listening or didn't understand or didn't change what he asked you, he was a man of few words. He didn't tell you a lot of times about to do this or do that in the boat or your technique. He spoke very little. But when he did speak, you'd better understand, and whether you understood or not, you better figure out what he was telling you. And if you didn't, you would be moved out of that seat and maybe into the JV. And you might languish or sit there for weeks, the whole season, and never get back into that varsity, no matter what you thought of yourself. So there was this, I won't call it fear, but you just had to understand that you better understand. And you could go ask him for an explanation, but it didn't always clarify what the problem was, your technical problem. Norm believed in putting the stroke and seven man into a boat as the image of what he really wanted the team to look like. And the other six men behind or ahead of that were following those guys, that their style would soon project or permeate through the group because they were being led by the style that Norm wanted. And you would begin to emulate that style just by stroke after stroke after stroke, and a little bit, you're late, you're early, you're going deep, or very minimal words, but mileage, miles, 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 following what he felt was the epitome of style, as in those leading seats, followed by the other people. That was a technique used by many of the older coaches from the Washington crews of 26. Those men all became coaches from Harvard to Pennsylvania to Syracuse to Navy. They're all people that came out of that Washington boathouse. The Conybeare style, as it might have been called at that point. There wasn't a lot of vocal or vociferous urging that went on with it. You kind of had to osmosis, pick it up from the other guy in the boat that rowed better than you. And eventually the rhythm of the boat would come alive, and if you didn't have somebody ahead of you that was messing it up, they couldn't help project it. So the goal in his coaching style was establish the rhythm you wanted in the leading two guys, continue to add into it so that everybody got the same swing. And that, of course, is true. If you follow long enough, you'll soon begin emulating the people. So that's what Norm did, and did it by rowing a lot of miles.